As the fourth week of the federal government shutdown continues, TSA workers in Philly are feeling the effects. WHYY's Violet Comer-Weiland spoke with a local union leader who has concerns if the shutdown persists.
Federal airport employees, such as air traffic controllers and TSA officers, missed their first full paycheck of the federal government shutdown on Tuesday. Joe Shooker is the Region 7 Vice President for AFGE Council 100, the union representing Philadelphia's TSA workers. He says morale is low right now.
Our guys are going to come to work until they can't. That's what we do. If they can't get to work, if they can't afford gas, if they can't afford the toll, if they can't pay the child care, they're going to have to stay home with their kids.
Shooker emphasized workers are hurting and that things like services and safety may continue to get worse as the shutdown continues. There is no clear compromise that would end the government shutdown at the moment. For Billy Penn, I'm Violet Comer-Weiland, WHYY News.
Pennsylvania and 10 other states, including New Jersey and Delaware, are suing the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA to reverse cuts that could affect safety during events for America's 250th anniversary. WHYY's Corey Sharber reports.
The lawsuit comes weeks after a federal judge accused the Trump administration of trying to bully states into accepting conditions that would require them to comply with immigration enforcement actions in exchange for disaster funding. Shapiro said Pennsylvania could lose $18 million in Urban Area Security Initiative funding, which could prove critical to fund safety measures for next year's packed semi-quincentennial event schedule. The lawsuit also says the state could lose another $4.2 million in emergency management performance grants, which are used to match 50% of county emergency management personnel salaries across all counties. Chester County Commissioner's Board Chair Josh Maxwell said his county alone could lose around $2 million in FEMA support. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Republican lawmakers across the Mid-Atlantic region met in Harrisburg Tuesday to weigh solutions to rising electricity bills. State Representative David Rowe chairs the Pennsylvania House Republican Policy Committee. He wants energy developers in Pennsylvania to face less red tape.
Pennsylvania does not have a funding problem. It is a permitting problem. It is a policy problem. There is no shortage of interest in investment opportunities in energy.
Republican lawmakers from Maryland and New Jersey said they want to see their states pull out of the regional cap-and-trade program meant to limit climate pollution from power plants. Pennsylvania's entrance into the program is held up in court. A state version proposed by Governor Shapiro would need to make it through the Republican-controlled state Senate. Checking your forecast, it goes like this. It'll be breezy today. Winds 10 to 20 miles an hour as we hit 57 for the high with a lot of clouds. Showers move in tonight with steady rain overnight and a low of 53.